Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Saud al-Faisal, meets with President Bush today in a hastily arranged meeting. Topping the agenda is the growing controversy over a highly critical congressional report on the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's David Wellner joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What makes this report so controversial in regards to Saudi Arabia?
Well, you know, this is a more than 800-page report that was prepared by a joint inquiry of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, so it's an official document. And it took 7 months of negotiations with the CIA to get most of it declassified. So this is the most complete look yet at what U.S. intelligence knew or did not know leading up to the September 11th attacks. And the one country that comes up repeatedly in the declassified part of the report is Saudi Arabia. It's not only where 15 of the 19 hijackers came from, but also the country that FBI officials quoted in the report say was bankrolling a man named Omar al-Bayoumi, who helped two of the hijackers get set up with housing and an interpreter in San Diego.
What's in the classified section, and why has it remained classified?
Well, there's a 28-page section that begins with a one-page discussion of what kind of what's only called foreign support there might have been for the hijackers. In other words, whether this was, at least in part, state-sponsored terrorism. But then the following 27 pages are completely blanked out, so we who've not seen the classified version of the congressional report can't know exactly what it says. But lawmakers who have seen the report say that section refers to the one country that's repeatedly mentioned in connection to the attacks elsewhere in the report. We can conclude pretty safely that is Saudi Arabia. They say most of what's there in the deleted section could be declassified. In fact, Democratic Senator Bob Graham, who co-chaired the joint inquiry and who's also running for president, wrote President Bush yesterday and urged him to have that censored section made public. And Graham said that the Saudis are unable to defend themselves from what may be in those pages. And he said not only the American public, but relations between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia could benefit from declassifying those pages. And Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman also issued a call yesterday for the deleted pages to be made public. And Alabama's Richard Shelby, who was the top Republican senator in the joint inquiry, is also saying that the deleted section should be made public. I think these lawmakers are quite uncomfortable with possible perceptions that the Bush administration may be going too easy on this nation that has the world's largest oil reserves.
And the Saudis want it declassified too?
I think they do. You know, shortly after the report came out last Thursday, the Saudi ambassador to Washington issued a very sharp statement saying that his nation had been fully cooperating with the U.S. in fighting terrorism. And he ended the statement saying, Saudi Arabia has nothing to hide. We can deal with questions in public, but we cannot respond to blank pages. And I think that they really do want to defend themselves publicly with this, and they feel like they can't do anything until that part is released.
Okay, you mentioned many members of Congress. What about the bulk of Congress and the Bush administration? Do they want it declassified?
Well, I think that Congress doesn't want a situation where people perceive that there may be some effort to cover things up on behalf of Saudi Arabia, and I think most lawmakers would be more comfortable with this part released. However, there are considerations such as sources and methods that have to be protected, and I think the part that was suppressed probably does have some sections at least that would still have to be deleted because of that.
Well, then what are the prospects of finding out more about what role, if any, the Saudis might have had in the September 11th attacks?
Well, if that part is not made public, I think that maybe the work of another commission, an independent commission, to look into the 9/11 attacks that is now doing its work, they are going to look more widely at what went on at that time, and they are the ones who probably will be pushing to find out more what the Saudi role was in all of this.
Anything else the Saudi foreign minister wants to talk to the president about?
Well, there are demands that Saudi Arabia extradite Omar al-Bayoumi to the United States. This is the man who is said to have facilitated two of the hijackers in San Diego. Some lawmakers are calling for him to be brought to the United States and questioned, and that probably will also be on the agenda today when the foreign minister meets with President Bush this afternoon.
On another terror-related matter, what's this Pentagon Futures program being talked about?
Bob, this is the latest creation of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. That's the same Pentagon office that dreamed up the personal data snooping program called Total Information Awareness, originally, and which is now named Terrorist Information Awareness. That project was headed by retired Admiral and former Reagan National Security Advisor John Poindexter. And two Democratic senators who yesterday denounced this new futures program say that Poindexter
indexer is behind this scheme as well. It's being called the policy analysis market, and what it comes down to is that a bunch of anonymous investors bet on the likelihood that some foreign head of state will be assassinated or a biological terrorist attack will be carried out. The Pentagon says this is an efficient market-based way to assess risk. North Dakota Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan yesterday called the scheme unbelievably stupid and vowed to stop it.
NPR's David Wellman.